This is a poem by Walt Whitman entitled When Lilacs Last in the Dooryard Bloomed. It's part of the cycle of poems entitled Memories of President Lincoln. 1. When lilacs last in the dooryard bloomed, and the great star early drooped in the western sky in the night, I mourned, and yet shall mourn with ever-returning spring. Ever-returning spring, Trinity sure to me you bring, lilac-blooming perennial and drooping star in the west, and thought of him I love. 2. O powerful western fallen star, O shades of night, O moody, tearful night, O great star disappeared, O the black murk that hides the star, O cruel hands that hold me powerless, O helpless soul of me, O harsh surrounding cloud that will not free my soul. 3. In the dooryard fronting an old farmhouse near the whitewashed palings, stand the lilac bush tall growing with heart-shaped leaves of rich green, with many a pointed blossom rising delicate, with the perfume strong I love, with every leaf a miracle, and from this bush in the dooryard, with delicate colored blossoms and heart-shaped leaves of rich green, a sprig with its flower I break. 4. In the swamp of secluded recesses, a shy and hidden bird is warbling a song. Solitary the thrush, the hermit withdrawn to himself, avoiding the settlements, sings by himself a song. Song of the bleeding throat, death's outlet song of life, for well, dear brother, I know, if thou wast not granted to sing, thou wouldst surely die. 5. Over the breast of the spring, the land, amid cities, amid lanes and through old woods, where lately the violets peeped from the ground, spotting the gray debris. Amid the grass in the fields, each side of the lanes, passing the endless grass, passing the yellow-speared wheat, every grain from its shroud in the dark brown fields uprisen, passing the apple tree, blows of white and pink in the orchards, carrying a corpse to where it shall rest in the grave, night and day journeys a coffin.